Hello, everyone. Is the mic working? Yes. Well, hi, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. It's a great crowd. There's still a few seats, maybe. It'll be short, so you won't be standing for too long. I'm going to call to order our City Council meeting for Monday, December 1st, 2014. It is 6:30 p.m., and we normally have a moment of silence, so let's have a moment of silence and think of family members who aren't with us now. And we also have the flag salute next. Is our student here with us just now? We seem to have misplaced him with Santa, perhaps. Do we know if he arrived or not? Or she? It's a she, isn't it? Did she arrive? Okay. Well, I think that, wait, do we have our flag salute person out there? No? All right. In that case, why don't we all stand and I will lead us in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have the roll call, please?
Here.
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 Here. We'll do an agenda review now. This is the time at which the council reviews the order of business, and we receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes. And any changes?
None.
Nope. We're good? Okay. So we will move now to the consent agenda, and these are routine items. Sorry?
We need to approve it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. So we're going to go with the... That was a motion to...
It was a motion.
Lee.
Seconded by
Thank you. You too are great. So that was all in favor?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. No opposed. That was unanimous. So now we'll move to the consent agenda. And these are routine items that are scheduled for consideration as a group. The recommendations are noted in parentheses. Members of the audience may speak on any items listed on the consent agenda. And any council member, the city attorney, or the city manager may request that an item be withdrawn from the consent agenda to allow for full discussion. And items that are withdrawn will be placed and heard at the end of the items previously scheduled on the regular business schedule, which makes it really interesting because if you all pull anything, you'll be working on it with the new council. So did anybody want to pull anything from the consent agenda?
No.
Okay. No, that was a good no. All right, then we won't open for public comment, and I don't see anybody waving frantically to talk about this. All righty.
So I'll make a motion. Oh, go.
I'll move that we accept the agenda as published.
I'll second that.
Moved by Councilmember Nichols and seconded by Councilmember Bright.
Just for clarity for staff, mm-hmm. That motion was to approve the consent calendar. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. And that one is... Looks like we can we do that on a voice vote? Or yeah? Okay, so all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're unanimous again. So now we get to the fun part. This is the general municipal election matters, and we have a resolution reciting the facts of the general municipal election held on Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, declaring the results and such other matters as provided by law, and City Clerk McMahon will read this, and then the City Council will consider adopting a resolution declaring the results of the general election.
Honorable Mayor and City Council members, the City of Grover Beach conducts its general municipal election on the same day as and consolidated with the statewide general election on the first Tuesday of November in even-numbered years. In June of this year, the Council adopted the resolutions necessary for calling that election to be held on Tuesday, November 4th, and conducted by the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office. The County Clerk Recorder's Office would therefore canvass the returns of all votes cast and certify the election results. Additionally, the Council held public two candidates seeking to be elected to the office of directly elected mayor. Of the two candidates, the one who received the highest number of votes was Mr. John Scholes. The two candidates who successfully ran for the two open seats for the office of council member were Barbara Nichols and Miriam Shaw. For the city measure, Measure K-14 proposed the city issue up to $48 million in bonds to rehabilitate city streets. As a bond measure, Measure K-14 required a two-thirds majority to vote, two-thirds majority vote to pass, which was 66.7%. Measure K-14 passed by 68.02%. For cities with elections consolidated with the county, the City Council is required to adopt a resolution reciting the facts of the election. Therefore, a draft resolution is included in your staff report for your consideration as attachment one. Certificates from the County Clerk Recorder's Office, canvass of all votes cast in the November election regarding City Council candidates and the city measure, are attached to that resolution and marked as Exhibit A. Once the City Council adopts the resolution, the outgoing mayor and council members are respectfully requested to remain at the dais for presentations from the city, which is the next item on tonight's agenda. And after those city presentations, the outgoing elected officials are respectfully requested to step down from the dais. The newly elected officials will be called forward to have the oath of office taken and be presented with certificates of election and take their seats at the dais at that time. So again, included in the staff report is a resolution for your consideration.
Thank you, and thank you for telling us the order of doing things. That'll be helpful. So do we have a motion? And a second?
Do we need to open this to public comment?
I'm going to open to public comment after. So,
I'm not on this item. Mm-hmm. Okay. If not, then I'll make a...
Councilmember
Nichols? Yes.
Councilmember Bright?
Yes.
Councilmember Marshall?
Yes.
And Peterson?
Yes. So that was unanimous. So at this point, we're going to move on to item number five. Item number four on our agenda, and that is city presentations to council members Bill Nichols, Glenn Marshall, and Mayor Peterson, and an opportunity for comments. City Manager Peralt is going to do this, and I am going to then open it to public comment. So if anybody has anything they'd like to say, you'll be welcome to do that at that time.
Madam Mayor, it's with mixed emotion and members of the council that I take on this task. Mixed emotion because for some of you, you'll be leaving the dais and reentering a private life, so to speak, and I have a feeling that some of you won't go very far. But obviously, I've had the, as the lead staff person, I've had the opportunity to work with you in some cases for several years. And as you do that, you certainly do develop a certain relationship. So it is with mixed emotions that I take this task on. Assisting me tonight is, of course, the Chief of Police and Assistant City Manager. We're going to start with Councilmember Marshall. And a little bit of history about Councilmember Marshall. He was originally appointed to the Planning Commission, believe it or not, in 2004. He actually served until 2010 on the Planning Commission, and he was also at different times the vice chair and chair. He left, I'm sure, stepping down in 2010 from the Planning Commission thinking he wasn't going to have to return. But always had a statement, some of them good, some of them a little like an engineer might wear a tie, et cetera. So there was always a bit of humor there. But seriously, one of the things that I've appreciated and staff's appreciated with Glenn is his insightfulness and accurate thought. He really contributed to a lot of the discussions, and I can tell you the staff and I'm sure the council appreciated those contributions. The way I look at it is you're the equivalent of a we're all sort of citizen leaders, but you're really the epitome of a citizen leader because ultimately you stepped forward, answered the call, and are returning back into private life. So, you know, for what you've done for the city, we've got a clock we'd like to present you with. And just so you know, the arrangement in front of you is actually for Jennifer for having to put up with all this for the last 18 months. All right, now I'll move along to Councilmember Bill Nichols. Bill Nichols was appointed to the Parks and Rec Commission in 2002 and was reappointed in 2004. He continued to serve on the Park and Rec Commission until he was elected for the first time to the City Council in 2006. And that was his being the mayor pro tem for several years. And really, I know, enjoyed that role. In addition to what he did for the council, he was also a volunteer extraordinaire. And we have the Rotary Pavilion is his part of his legacy. He really was the driving force behind that in the early years, and it's serving us well to this day. In addition to that, at different times he served on the JA committee and several other committees and commissions. One thing I can tell you about Bill, most of the time I tried to schedule meetings with different council members, and some of them, it took a little work to make sure I got those meetings scheduled, but Bill, that was never the case. I always knew I'd get a call about 10 a.m. in the morning, and Bill would say to the person that answered the phone, "Well, is he in?" And then next question was, "Well, is he busy?" And of course, we always managed to find good times to share. And so, you know, it's with real mixed emotion that I've got to say goodbye, and I know you won't be too far away. And I have a funny feeling I'll probably still see you occasionally at City Hall. So, Bill, thank you for all that you've done for the city since actually 2002. Thank you. In 2008. During that period, she was also vice chair and chair. She served as a council member until 2012, when she became the first female elected mayor for the city of Grover Beach. And she served that until this day. As everybody knows, she's very passionate about her work. I can tell you that by the number of emails I would get at 2 a.m. in the morning. But as you can tell, she also is a fantastic baker from what you've seen out there and what she's provided. But in addition to that, she really contributed to a variety of different projects, helped move them along. Some of those projects are so important to the city. Those include the general plan update, the West Grand Avenue improvement projects along the way. Of course, the lodge, the broadband, all of those things she's helped to move through. She also was very, very supportive of economic development and the business person. So, you know, again, it is with mixed emotions that we need to pass along to you our appreciation for all that you've done and provided and dedicated to the city for the last several years. So with that, we have a plaque to present. A new capacity, but we also had to thank her for putting up with the rest of us for the last several years. So with that, I'll turn it back to the mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I know all of us would say it's been a great pleasure working with you. I think you're one of the best city managers around, and I know we're not alone in thinking that. And in fact, I'm going to extend that to Martin as well and to Donna. Everybody all around says you three are about the best there are. So it's been
Thank
a privilege
you.
To work with you. So I'm going to open to public comment now. And when you come forward, we're going to try to limit it to 3 minutes. And I'll let you know if you're going over, and if you can give us your name and your city of residence.
All right, I'll be the first.
Always.
My name is Peter Keith. I maintain a residence at 865 Charles Street in Grover Beach. And as a member of the citizenry, I'd like to thank Colonel Nichols for his service to the community. Well, Colonel is a distinguishing rank, so that's why I use it. I've always called you Colonel in the past. And Glenn, thank you for your service on behalf of the citizenry of Grover Beach. And I would be remiss if I weren't to congratulate John Scholes on winning the election and regaining the seat of mayor of Grover Beach. May God bless him. Good
Please don't time me.
Debbie, I think you've been an extraordinary mayor. I'm very proud of you as a member of our community. And I have taken it upon myself to present this award. Kind of getting emotional here a little bit. I'd like to read it to you. This is the Magnum Opus Award. And it reads, an award of distinction, Debbie Peterson. Your work as mayor has been artfully achieved, intellectually designed, accomplished with honor, and completed with dignity. Thank you for your considerable and honorable service to the citizens of Grover Beach, presented by Peter Keith, former mayor, and citizens of Grover Beach.
Thank you, Peter.
Several former mayors in the audience, which I think is a nice thing to have here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, a hug? Wonderful.
Thank you, Peter.
Very nice.
Once said, I second that emotion. Very well said, Peter. And I think you've been a marvelous mayor as well, and I thank you for your service. It was a time that will be remembered of great productivity and great progress for the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Come on up.
My name is Mary Ellen Maldonado, but most everyone here calls me Malena, and I just want to thank the city council members and Mayor Peterson for the work you've done for Grover Beach, and I want to thank all of you that sit up here and all the community that helped pass the measure on the roads. I live on a road that really desperately needs it, so I was happy to put the yes sign on my yard, among lots of other signs. So I just want to thank you all very much for those of you who are staying and those of you who are leaving. And best of luck.
Thank you for that. Anybody else want to come forward? Okay, we'll close public comment now. And bring it back to the council. I'm thinking probably Council Member Nichols and Council Member Marshall will have something to say, and of course I will. So let's let Council Member Marshall go first this
sure.
time.
Being the youngest one in the vacancy about 20 months ago, and mm-hmm. I hope I did not let them down, because it's been a real pleasure and honor serving with each and every one of them, and Karen and our mayor, and Jeff and Bill. They've been. It's been a real pleasure sitting with you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to see what it's like to sit on the city council and listen to the different sort of agendas that we have. The second group of people I thank is staff, obviously, led by Bob. I've been, as Bob had mentioned, graciously, thank you very much for that introduction, but I sat on the Planning Commission for about 6 years and then city council for about 20 months. And the whole time I've worked with most of the same people here, outside of a few different planning directors, that's been pretty much the same staff. And I think that really shows the unity that our staff has and the dedication they have to our city. And it is really, truly there. When you sit behind the scenes and you do a one-on-one with any one of our staff members, it shows their devotion to our city, and I really appreciate it. And thank you, each and every one of you. Second to lastly, I want to thank the citizens of our town. Mm-hmm. They really took it upon themselves to pass this measure K-14 to fix the roads. And on top of that, we are going through a drought that hopefully will end tonight, but doubtfully. But they really took it on themselves to reduce the water usage. And I think our residents, we live in a great little town. I'm very proud to call myself a resident of Grover Beach, have been for 14 years. I've lived in the county for 30, and I can't think of a better place to live. And that's very sincere. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I just want to thank my wife, Jennifer. She had to, now I'm getting emotional.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I would like to thank the staff. I think we have a tremendous staff from the manager and our city attorney on down. Done a great job. There's been a lot of times that I think you've kept this city out of trouble when we could have gotten into trouble in a number of different ways, financially as well as otherwise. The leadership has been there, and I think it's been shown. Done a great job. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with all of the staff, and I have worked with all of them. I meet regularly with the city manager, but I also meet with the other department heads. I've worked very closely with Kathy Petker in the Parks and Recreation Department. We've got a lot of things accomplished there. We are about to have a ceremony dedicating the Cleaver Park on 13th Street, just off of Grand Avenue. It's the Cleaver family left that property to the city to be used for parks and recreation purposes. And Clifford Clark, the attorney that represented the Cleaver family, had put forth some of his own money to create what's a little pocket park, so that at least gets the program started. Eventually, we hope to have that entire property a park, and hopefully we may very well have a building there that may well house Parks and Recreation, will possibly be a citizen or a senior citizen center. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of possibilities, and I think we will eventually see a little area with two benches, some shrubbery, some stonework. And he was amazed at how many people stopped and said, what a wonderful idea this is. They really liked it. So he was quite surprised at the total number of people that were so impressed with it. So that's just one of the things that Parks and Recreation has done that I've worked with on. I would also like to thank my fellow council members. I think we've had an excellent council. We've worked together. We've had our disagreements. But it's all been very civil, and it's all been well done, and we've got a lot accomplished. I have enjoyed working with each and every one of you, and I thank you for your cooperation and for putting up with me. Sometimes I probably wasn't the easiest guy to get along with. I would also like to thank the citizens of Grover Beach, mm-hmm. or the residents of Grover Beach. As you all know by now, we have now passed the bond measure to get our streets done. That is something that I think I probably worked very hard on for the last 6 years at least. And there isn't anybody that's happier about that than me, I guarantee you. We worked long and hard to get that bond measure passed, and I think we're all going to be very happy. It's going to take time. We'll do bits and pieces at a time. We'll sell little bits of the bond at a time to pay for the work as it progresses. But over a period of years, it will get done. And I honestly believe that all of us, all of the property owners in Grover Beach will benefit. I think our property values will go up as a result of having all of our streets fixed and in good condition, and the people will come into Grover Beach and be very pleased. We have worked together over the last 8 years. I probably bored her to death many times. I would sit down and go over the agenda and say, Barbara, look, I want to talk to you about this. What do you think? And I'm sure that there were times that she said, why doesn't he do that on his own? But she was very gracious about it. She helped me, and I can guarantee you that she knows as much about what's going on in this city right now as I do. And I think you'll be very proud of the work that she will do as she takes her seat up here on the dais. So I thank you all very much.
Thank you. Any comments from our other two council members and Mayor Pro Tem? No questions.
No questions. Okay. And actually, I'm just going to make it very
just
short.
One,
just
one, maybe two.
Just one, exactly. One more. So just going to make this very short. I want to say thank you to each of you for the work that you've done on behalf of the council, on behalf of the staff, on behalf of the city. Mm-hmm. And I'll take my opportunity to thank you personally at a later time.
Thank you. Councilmember Bright.
Thank you. Yes, I too have really enjoyed sitting next to Glenn. He's very funny, and so it's really been a pleasure. Thank you very much for all you've done. And Bill, it's been good sitting way over here. You're really funny too. Yeah, really. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate all that you've done, and we're going to miss you. Kinda.
And members of the city council, I mean members of the commissions of the city, I mean the businesses in our city, and those who've served before us, many of whom are here this evening, some of whom aren't here with us anymore, and the community and other elected officials that we've worked with. All of us have helped create a city that's better equipped to meet the challenges of our environment, our political environment, our environmental environment, our economic environment, and our physical environment, our infrastructure. So what I wanted to do is to take a look at our achievements from 2012 to 2014. Some of the things have been mentioned already, so I don't want to repeat those, but here are a few more. We faced some heavy-duty political maneuvering from outside forces, but we managed to come together and we got some really impressive outcomes. I think democracy worked, even though it was rather difficult sometimes. We closed several deals that have been on the table for over 10 years. We managed to put together the first fully funded plan to fix our streets. First time, over 50 years. And we got it done in the last 2 years. And it's going to be so exciting going forward. Same with the fiber optic. Grover Beach is really poised to do some fantastic things. We increased our sales tax 13% in 2013. In 2013, we were declared one of the top 15 best small cities in the state. And together, we returned, and this is with other local elected officials and the public, we returned our sewer plant to surpluses of $500,000 a year from nearly 10 years of losing up to $2 million a year. And this is the APCD and state parks succeeded in creating a particulate matter reduction program that was based on best practices and a final rule based on scientific research. We revised the rule designating a final authority from more than one to be more than just one individual or board. And then we also removed an unprecedented permit requirement. But the good news is that everybody's moving forward and moving forward in a much more productive manner. Grover Beach also held the first water summit in the county 14 months ago, and that's the community and the council and staff and some of our advisors. In 2003, 10 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce came to our council via our new mayor and suggested a special Grover Beach car show with OHVs. Well, in 2013, we had that car show. Finally, we got that car show. And that was done by Grover Beach United and several hardworking citizens in the community. And then together from 2014, there's just one thing that I'm going to say about our council, and that is we really got things done. We didn't always agree, but we got it done, and I'm really pleased about that. As a council member and planning commissioner, there are a few things that I did, and it was just a case of persisting and asking and asking and asking. We, back in 2007, the city developed a gray water plan. We didn't know we'd be in the middle of a drought, and we would really need that now. We also now, for our hotel and conference center, will have native Grover Beach dune plants there. And that'll attract native insects and native birds. And I'd love to see that go all over Grover Beach, but maybe that's something I can do when I'm not mayor. I also stood up, have now a very effective train promotion at our Savor the Central Coast competition or event, and we have gotten it at a fantastic deal. I don't want to say too much about that because we don't want to lose that. And then finally, while I was on the council, I did bring a business to town, and that's the Rib Line down at Beach Place, down by the beach. So even though our democratic process can be, and at times it was slow, at times it was painful, at times it was messy, together, all of us created a better bottom line. So I want to leave you with just two thoughts going forward. The first one, I'm going to paraphrase the Brown Act because nothing says it better for all of us as to what our roles and responsibilities are as staff, as the public, as council members. Nothing says it better than the Brown Act. Public agencies exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business. It is the intent of the law that their actions be taken openly and that their deliberations be conducted openly. The people do not yield our sovereignty to the agencies which serve us. The people in delegating authority do not give us, the council, the city, their public servants, the right to decide what is good for us to know and what is not good for us to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments, government, that we have created. In short, government's about the people, and it's only as good as the people. It's only as good as each of us and each of you. If we want better government and better representatives, we have to speak the truth. We have to do our part. We have to pay attention to infrastructure and the services. Economic vitality has been the city's number one priority for as long as I can remember. I know certainly for the last 12 years. And it's our businesses that bring the economic vitality. We have over 600 plus business owners. And even though many of them may not live in Grover Beach and couldn't vote to fix our streets, they'll be paying a huge chunk of it because they'll be paying that in their property taxes like all the rest of us who are residents here. And I haven't heard very many complaints about that. In fact, most of them have said really constructive things like, we know if we fix the residential streets, our businesses will improve. So I want to say thank you to the businesses, and I want to challenge the council to remember that the businesses are the lifeblood of the city. And I also want to ask all of us to shop in Grover Beach, to use the businesses that support our quality of life. And finally, a heartfelt thank you to all of you in Grover Beach for your commitment, because together we've made it better and better and better. And with that, we all get to leave the dais, and I believe our new council members will be coming forward.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, John Rowe.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
True faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
With without any mental reservation,
or purpose of evasion,
and that I will well and faithfully
discharge the duties
upon which I'm about to enter.
I'm going to reconvene the new council for the city of Grover Beach. And at this moment, I'm going to ask Donna to have a roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Thank you, Donna. And we are going to go to public communications, and then after we get public communications, the newly elected members on the council will make some comments. It is so great to see such a packed house tonight. We really appreciate you all being here. So with that, I'm going to open up public communications. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to address the council for a period of 3 minutes, not to exceed that time period of any interest, any item of interest within this community. Please bear in mind to limit your comments to any items that are not on our agenda. So with that, I'm going to open up public communications. I have one speaker slip here. Supervisor Adam Hill.
To pass the measure to fix the streets, something that is enormously important, really critical to the future of this community. I've worked with all of you. I know you, and you know that you know how much affection I have for this city, and how willing I am to be of any service and help that I can be in my role as your partner at the county. So, with that, if I could, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to approach and just give a certificate of congratulations to Councilwoman Nichols and to yourself and to Councilwoman Shaw.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, Supervisor, why don't you hold on there, Supervisor Hill?
Yeah.
We'll come around. Do you have any more comments? So we'll come around and take a photo.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Great. Well,
And even though I don't have any more speaker requests to speak forms, is there anyone else that would like to address the council? Please come forward.
My name is Sharon Brown, and I have two presentations to make. It seems like time is a theme for tonight. And so for those retiring from these chambers, you will have time. For those who are not retiring from these changes,
these anyway, for those who are not retiring from these chambers, you will not have time. Since I cannot come all the way up to you, Chief, could you help distribute these or someone? They have their names on. They're all alike. Well, except the mayor's.
Thank you, Sharon. It's always a pleasure.
I will take care of these guys.
Very good. Thank you. Former Mayor Deb Eckbaum.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. I know this is traditionally a ceremonial, but I have one issue that I'd like to announce. It's almost an announcement. But first, I want to congratulate you, Mayor, and the City Council people. I'm sure you're going to work very well together for the betterment of our community. So congratulations. But what I want to announce was that today the city manager agreed to accept a proposal. The lights are on at one of our sports complexes for the month of December. For the last year and a half, we haven't had any lights or anything. There's nothing for the kids to do. It's a basic service that the city should provide. And anyway, they're on right now for the month. We'd like to get that word out so kids can get over there, at least play basketball and tennis at the Bentone Sports Courts Complex. Whatever it is. So anyways, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for the Five Cities Men's Club on that. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council?
Hello, I'm Dr. Daniel Bronstein with Beacon Cairo and 9th and Grand. Some of you guys have heard me speak already. I feel it's apropos to address the new council. Congratulations. My modus operandi for the past several months has been to create awareness around the vagrancy issue in downtown Grover and on the corridor. This is a problem that is still not improved, at least around my office. As a matter of fact, we're seeing signs that it's getting worse over the winter months as things are starting to get cold. On pretty much a daily basis, I'm hearing from patients who feel unsafe. They feel intimidated when they're even inside of my office now. It's an issue that I know the city is working on with due diligence, but it's something that I encourage everybody on the council to really keep an eye out for. As we talked about, you know, passing this bond, you know, helping the residents of Grover Beach is a big deal, but as the now past mayor, Debbie, brought up, the businesses, especially on the corridor, are a big part of what make Grover Beach, Grover Beach. I encourage all of you folks who are new to the council or rejoining the council to visit the businesses on the corridor and talk to the business owners. I've spoken to several on my block who are intimidated to come before the city council and discuss what's going on. So please reach out to these folks so they don't just pick up and leave.
We are going to have some comments from our newly elected officials. And why don't we start with Councilmember Shaw?
Thank you. When we came here almost 7 years ago, I had no idea what to expect. I had just left a very hectic career as a lawyer and was just kind of looking forward to getting to the beach. And looking forward to being a stay-at-home mom, which has been great for 6 years, the past 6 years. But since we got here, this place has surpassed our expectations time and time again. And the way this community has opened its arms for us and now our children, and now we've finally convinced our extended family to move here as well, I feel so humbled and so grateful to have this opportunity now to give back and also to use that law degree again that I paid so much for. So that's always good. And I'm sure I'll have much more to say after I've done something. But for now, thank you.
Councilmember Nichols.
Thank you, Mayor. Am I on? I really want to thank the citizens of Grover Beach for voting, electing us without having to campaign whatsoever. I look forward to listening, keeping my mind open, and helping to move things forward for Grover Beach. Thank you.
Is So I guess that, you know, you give of your time, your family supports you. And so there is a quote by Douglas Adams that says, to give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money. And that is sincerity and integrity. And so thank you for serving this community with sincerity and integrity over those years. And so while we may disagree on many issues, we've always gone forward with a common theme in mind and making our community better. So thank you so much for that time. And for anyone in the audience who has served this community, whether on the council, whether on a commission, or whether just volunteering at the local library. As I sit here yet again, and I see Mr. Lieberman, and I'm sure others were, and Supervisor here are probably trying to probably have a bet to see if I can get through this without getting too emotional. They know that I'm a very emotional guy. And yet again, when I believe this community cannot step up and impress me, they have done it yet again. I am very humbled. I am very honored that the Grover voters who have come forward voted and elected me to serve this great community as your mayor. It is a position that I do not take lightly. It is a privilege that I do not take for granted. I will work hard every day to make you proud of me. And for those who did not vote for me, I will work hard every day, long hours, selflessly. And I see many of them in here that are here tonight sharing this moment with me, because this is truly wasn't about me. It was about us working to improve this community and gaining that trust. I want to thank my friends who are, there's a lot of them in here, and one of my oldest friends who I've known since I first came to the Central Coast, Mr. Lloyd Nelson. He and I walked the halls at Cal Poly together. We've grown up together, and to see him and his wife Merlin here, just know that there is love from both directions. Love you both dearly. Really appreciate that support. And finally, I definitely want to thank my family. Started with my wife. I know. I'm slowing down because I'm getting emotional. She put up with a lot the first time that I was on this council, because she knows that I'm not someone who does something halfway. You know, it's basically we work hard. We hear your comments. We try to respond to those the best way we know how. And no one up here is perfect, and no one has ever said they are. But we will work hard. We will try and address the issues that citizens have identified that we believe will make our community better. And so this time, she was even more invested in the process. She actually walked and knocked on doors with me. But it goes to say, you know, there used to be the old saying that behind every good man, Ashley's here tonight, and that she doesn't like the camera being on her. My youngest, Amber, is living in Washington, D.C. as a structural engineer. She couldn't be here, but I'm sure she's just as proud of her dad as the others. My mother-in-law, Jerry Roseborough. Ever since she came to this community and relocated, she has jumped into the deep end and basically said, this is my community. What can I do to make it better? And this time she was here for a campaign, and many times when I was feeling like, hey, I'm tired, I've been walking all weekend, she'd come and she goes, what's the plan? What are we going to do? So with a family like this, how can you not be successful? And so as we go forward, I've had many people in the community who've said, what are the priorities and what are the issues? And we know that from comments made from the previous council to this new council, we know that streets, water, the homeless issue, and that includes people's kitchen, and economic development. And so those are the things that I plan to move forward. I'm not going to bore you with all the things I know that we've done, because there's been repeated by many folks who have sat up here, who sit up here, and with the staff like Bob and Martin and Donna and Chief Coffey and the rest of them, we will continue to move forward and do your business in a professional and an open manner. And that's the least we owe you. So I am excited to help us move our community forward in a positive way. So I thank you for indulging me with some time to address you all tonight. I think at this point, so I'm a little out of practice. I should pause, right? Take a breath, take a breath. So at this point, I think the only thing that we do need to do is I need to appoint a mayor pro tem for December 2014 through December 2015. And I have asked Jeff Lee if he would continue serving in that capacity for the next year. And I believe you have graciously accepted.
Thank you very much. Yes, I have.
Oh, very good. So I think with that, we will recess for a brief reception. I know that there's a fantastic cake back there. I don't know if there's any coffee left, and there's water. But we so appreciate you being here tonight and making this a special event for all of us, the council members and our families. So please join us in some cake and refreshments. Agenda. This is an appointment of temporary representatives to attend certain board meetings, and I believe the two boards, Bob, are
SLOCOG, which is a meeting here in the council chambers actually on Wednesday morning, and then the sanitation district, which meets on Wednesday night. And just Mr. Mayor, members of the council, so you'll know when we come back on the 15th, the council will make all of the appointments at that time. So all you're looking for is just to fill, designate members to attend these two meetings.
Okay. So we just need to, I guess, appoint someone. And what I was thinking is to make this easy and painless on everyone, is that I would maybe take those assignments just in a temporary fashion unless someone feels differently.
I said that.
She's going to be good. So
I say thank you.
All right.
So then from that perspective, I will make a motion that we appoint Mayor Scholes to represent the council at the SLOCOG meeting on Wednesday and the South County Sanitation District on Wednesday as well.
Okay, there's a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Lee and a second by Councilmember Nichols. And I think at this point it's just a voice vote. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. Motion carries. So that concludes item number 8. We did not have any pooled consent agenda items this evening. And then as far as council committee reports, I think we probably, do we have any communications they want to share this evening?
I just have one communication, and that is an event that's actually happening tomorrow night. It's a fundraiser that Finns is putting on behalf of the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. It's a dinner for a cause. It's on at Finns from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. You can either purchase meals there and enjoy them there, or you can have them take home. And all proceeds, 100% of the proceeds from the evening, as well as the staff tips and so forth, are actually going to get donated to Five Cities Homeless Coalition.
Okay, very good. Anyone else? Okay. City manager, any report or comments?
The only report that I have or comment is just a reminder that the parade is Saturday. We'll be lining up between 9 and 9:30 at South 16th. We're still making final arrangements on the vehicles. I'll let you know as those details progress, but we'll need to see you there between 9 and 9:30 on Saturday morning.
Okay, very good. I think we've all got that. City Attorney, any report or comments?
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. Nothing other than welcome to the new council members. Welcome to you, Mayor. And I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. So with that, let's see. We don't have any closed session items tonight. And with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 7:59.